One Christmas, not too long ago, Henry Purcell and John Dryden moved in and took up residence in my mind, composer and poet. Those two remarkable people converged as I settled into the Christmas themes of clamor and quiet, haste and repose, rushing toward and waiting for. Purcell was to the late 17th century what Mozart was to the late 18th. Both lived furiously active lives, both lived only 36 years, both were musical prodigies. Just as classical music had nowhere to go after Mozart, English Baroque music peaked with Purcell's death in 1695. Such complexity, such bravura, such aching melancholy and soaring joy in his music. Purcell's brief life was bracketed by and woven through the long life of another composer, John Blow, organist at Westminster Abbey and one of Purcell's teachers. When Purcell was 20, John Blow stepped aside and let the young genius take the position of organist. Purcell died, probably of tuberculosis, only 16 years later, and the elderly Blow resumed the organist post. Purcell's friend, John Dryden, wrote the text for Blow's lament on Purcell's death, and together they capture what is, for me, the essential meaning and purpose of music. Drink in the music with delight, and listening and silent and listening and silent obey. On the one hand, silence and obedience before the majesty of music is an old theme. It's at least as old as the Orpheus legend, but Dryden and Purcell go to the healing power of that silence. In an earlier collaboration, in the song Music for a While, they express that same idea more subtly but inescapably. The song is from the musical drama Oedipus. Its purpose in the story was to calm the three Furies, whose fury would not be calmed by any other means. Purcell responds to those words by languishing in them. And, at Purcell's end, Dryden once more returned to the theme of music in combat with clamor. In his lament on the death of Purcell, he says, "He ere long this had tuned the jarring spheres and left no hell below." We find a very similar idea in Dryden's hymn to the patron saint of music, Cecilia. From harmony, From heavenly harmony this universal frame began, when nature underneath a heap of jarring atoms lay. Well, the jarring atoms were realigning very rapidly. Dryden died soon after Purcell and left Earth's jarring sphere to a new century. Vast change was now afoot. Newton's Principia had come out just before they wrote Music for a While. 6 years later, the first steam engine was up and running in Devonshire. These were not quiet times. And so, as you and I labor among the jarring atoms of our own hectic lives, we'd better find ways to shut out the racket, just as Purcell and Dryden did. You and I need to be alert to that quiet breath of music, at least for a while.
Till the snakes drop, 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 drop. And the whip from us.